Tweet at Radio Ray RTE. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the only man in pennies. That sounds like a 1990s song. Conor Pope.
How are you, Ray? I was the only man in pennies this morning, and I'm very proud of that fact.
So you were there in an observational role, were you?
Yes and no. Okay. I'm not going to lie to you. I was sent in with an order to get some stuff for my family. But I was primarily there in an observational role because obviously I was writing a piece for the Irish Times about the great reopening of Ireland again. So I went to Penny's and I got an appointment made and I was in there for, I think it was 9 o'clock this morning. Right. So I was in with the 9 to 10 crowd. And you know what? It was great because I've written a lot of grim stories over the last 14 months. We've talked about a lot of sad events on your show. You've talked about a lot of sad events with other people. And it's nice to be able to write something sometimes that's just really optimistic and upbeat. And the people in there were all lovely, the staff, the shoppers, everyone was in great form and everyone was really pleased to be back shopping. And I know sometimes people say, sure, it's just shopping. But actually, one of the things that really came home to me this morning was that it's a lot more than that. This is a symbol and a sign that things are getting better. Yeah. And people do have an emotional connection with shopping. It's not just about the acquisition of stuff. It's not just about buying knickers or socks or t-shirts or whatever it might be. There's something else in there, something deeper. And that was what was clearly evident today when I was talking to those people, because you know they could buy the stuff anywhere. You could go on Zara, you could go on H&M, you can go on lots of different places and you can buy the same stuff. But it was more about being out and about, being in a place surrounded by other people and actually watching the country reopen again. And you know what? That's lovely.
Yeah. And did you get odd looks? You being the only man in pennies. You'll always be the only man in pennies to me now. I was the only man in pennies.
People were so focused on their shopping that I've had this experience in pennies before, and I've in fact written about it in the Irish Times. Sometimes when you go in there on a Saturday afternoon, I go in there a lot with my kids and my wife, and I'm totally invisible. People just walk right through you because they want to get to the next rack of clothes. And it was like that today because it was a bit like supermarket sweep, you know, because the way it worked was very cleverly done. Everybody had an hour, so you had 45 minutes to do your shopping and you had 15 minutes then to collect all your stuff and go to the till and pay. Yes, there was this public address going every 15 minutes going, ladies and gentlemen, as opposed to gentlemen, you have 15 minutes left to complete your shopping. So, you know, people were under, and like they were under a gentle kind of pressure.
Right.
But, you know, so, I was actually fearful that I'd get in the way and I'd say, hi, Conor Pope from the Irish Times, can I have a quick word? And the people would be really rude. But no, everyone was lovely.
Right.
And it was all good.
Okay. Now, pricewatch.rte.ie. Dear Conor, I'm not a happy camper. I was looking forward to a facial in a local beauty salon, but I've just discovered they have gone out of business. Do I have any comeback on my gift vouchers? A new beauty business is opening in same location, but it's a different owner. Please help.
I suspect we're going to hear a lot of these types of stories over the next 3 or 4 or 5 weeks, because whilst the country is reopening and while beauty parlours and hair salons and barbers are all opening today for the first time since before Christmas, and that's a great news story, there's an awful lot of people who just won't have made it. There's an awful lot of companies, an awful lot of small businesses that just won't have had the capacity to stay afloat over the last 4 or 5 months. They will have gone out of business. And there will be people, not many people, but there will be people who have vouchers for these businesses and they might have got them for Christmas. And, what, you know, we've talked about vouchers in the past endlessly, Ray. And one of the things I always say to you is, like, when you get vouchers, use them. Because, you know, that way you're protecting yourself against anything going wrong.
But in this scenario, I couldn't use them.
They couldn't use them. They had absolutely zero chance, because you got to remember, so let's say if somebody got a voucher for €100 for a facial or whatever it might be in a beauty salon, and they got it on Christmas Day, everything was closed almost immediately after that. So certainly before the start of the new year, everything was closed. So a person had absolutely no chance to use them. Now, that's not pointing the finger of blame at the beauty salon owner. I'm sure the last thing they wanted was to go out of business. And I'm sure that, like any business, that they would have fought tooth and nail to stay afloat. So nobody's the bad guy in this piece. In terms of what somebody can do, there's no real point in going to the new owner of a new salon just because it's on the same premises. That means the person doesn't have any moral responsibility or legal responsibility to honour the voucher, because it's a business that they have no link to. Now, having said that, one avenue you could go down is you could go into the salon and say, listen, I've got a €100 voucher here. Is there any chance you could give me something by way of a discount? And that way, you know, the customer would be happy. The new business would have a new customer who would be singing their praises. That might be an option. And then the other thing, and I know that your heart is sinking, I can almost see your heart visibly sinking when I'm about to say what I'm about to say, because it is a tiresome answer, but it probably is the only answer. And in this question, it's actually more complicated than normal. No. The chargeback, when you go to your bank or your credit card company and you say, I paid for a service, the company did not deliver that service, I want my money back.
But you have to go to the person who bought you the voucher.
This is where it gets more convoluted. Yeah. Because if I bought, if I paid for a hotel accommodation, or if I bought the voucher myself,
on your card,
I could say, here's the proof, here's what I paid for. But what this person needs to do, and it's basically the only avenue down which they can travel, they need to go to the person who got them the voucher, say, terribly sorry, the company's gone out of business, you're going to have to start a chargeback process. And it's actually not that complicated. Basically, every single bank and credit card company in the country operates the same system. They all agree that if you pay for a service and it doesn't get delivered to you through no fault of your own, you can instigate a chargeback. That will see you contact the bank, then the bank contacts the beauty salon, in this case's bank. The beauty salon's bank confirms that they've gone out of business, and over a period of 3 or 4 months, the refund will slowly but inevitably make its way back to the person who gave them the card's account. And the bank is the one that takes the hit for it, because the whole financial system has been set up to ensure that there is a degree of confidence in electronic transactions. And one of the things that the banks do, and they agree between themselves, they agree to honour payments in circumstances like this, or refund payments in circumstances like this. So the money isn't necessarily lost, but it is a convoluted process, and you start off first by contacting your bank or the bank
you start off by contacting the person who gave you the voucher. And
now, maybe it was given to you by your partner, your husband, your wife, in which case that's quite simple.
It's salvageable.
The money can be returned to the person.
That's good news. I'm feeling very positive today, so it's good news. You know, my heart didn't
sink
at all.
We're all feeling positive, right? It was good.
Right. Did you buy any boxers?
Do you know what? I bought loads of stuff, and I bought my wife a lot of socks.
Right.
Because over the last 4 or 5 months, the socks have just disappeared. And as part of a lockdown project in the Pope House, we've been watching all the Marvel movies from start to finish. Okay. And we watched the last of the Marvel movies yesterday. So I noticed that they had a whole raft of Marvel stuff. By the way, irritatingly, I thought, in the boys' section. So they had Marvel t-shirts and stuff in the boys' section, which I bought for my daughters because they're mad into the Marvel stuff. And then I bought loads of clothes for my baby, little baby girl.
Righty-o.
Because I was there. It'd be shame not to.
Nothing for yourself. You're so selfless. Connor, thanks very much. PriceWatch at RTE.ie. If you want Connor to grapple with any of your consumer issues, and we might get to it next week or the week after.